Our next story is also about a basketball player overcoming injury, but when Harvard University's Patrick Steves made it back to the game after his injuries, he accomplished something that no other player had done in the history of college basketball, at least to our knowledge. Only a game's Martin Kessler picks it up from there.
2012-2013, Harvard University Crimson.
This video only has about 780 views on YouTube. It's shot with a shaky handheld camera. A video of a Harvard preseason scrimmage wouldn't be noteworthy, except that, at times, Patrick Steves thought it might be the only footage of him ever playing in a Harvard uniform. And maybe the last video of him ever shooting a basketball.
I think I blew an open layup and then missed a three, and then after that, I got going.
More than 3 years later, Steves still remembers exactly how many points he scored in that 20-minute scrimmage. 14. More than any other player on the court. Not bad for a freshman.
I know that I wasn't the most highly touted recruit coming in, and to know that I can play with the team and compete at this high level is pretty satisfying.
But in the weeks leading up to the team's first regular season game, Steves' foot began to hurt. At first he thought it wasn't serious, but then he got an MRI.
I had a stress fracture in my foot.
Steves made it onto the practice court in January, but by the time he was back in playing shape, the season was nearly over. He went home for the summer with 0 minutes of playing time. At the beginning of his sophomore year, Steves returned to the court for another preseason scrimmage. During the game, he drove to the basket and ended up on the trainer's table.
It felt like gunshots were going off in my knee, and I knew right away, like, okay, this is something bad. And Craig pretty much told me right away, yeah, you tore your ACL. That day, it completely broke down. Because, you know, with the foot, at least you have a little bit of hope to get back for that season. With the ACL, it's just, thanks for showing up, see you next year.
Steves came back that next year, but his knee wasn't quite right. Some days it felt okay, some days not.
The sophomore season, I was, okay, you're out, you tore your ACL, you're out. The junior season was, we'll try again next week. Oh, we'll try again in 2 weeks.
And then there were no more weeks. The season ended, and Steves still hadn't played in a game. He thought about moving on.
It did cross my mind, maybe take on like a manager role, or because, I mean, it was a lot. But I don't think I could have lived with myself not knowing what could have happened.
So Steves had two more surgeries. Before going into that last operation, he told his roommate, third time's a charm.
Yeah. At that point, it was pretty much desperation mode. So if that surgery hadn't gone right, then there's pretty much nothing else to do. So, yeah, third time was a charm. I got lucky, I guess.
First point of the career of Patrick Steves.
In the final minutes of a blowout win on November 13th, 2015, exactly 3 years and a month after his promising preseason performance as a freshman, senior Patrick Steves stepped onto the court. His coach says that in nearly 30 years on the sidelines, he doesn't remember a player coming back after missing his first 3 years with injuries.
Oh, it was crazy. The whole bench got up and lost it.
It soon became crazier. Steves has emerged as one of the team's best players.
Patrick Steves knocks down another three.
Heading into this weekend, Steves was the Crimson's second leading scorer and the number 7 3-point shooter in the country. Before the season began, Steves thought he might never recover from his injuries, not even to play rec league games. He had started interviewing for post-grad jobs at financial and consulting firms. With any luck, he'll have a chance to keep playing next year, either as a grad transfer at another college or in an international pro league. But for now, he's just having a good time.
Even though that initial kind of excitement and the jitters is gone, obviously that doesn't last forever. Every time that I practice or I play, it's like, this is something that you're really lucky to be a part of.
For Only a Game, I'm Martin Kessler.